you, O God, that you bring us today to gather us here around praising and worshiping your name. Thank you for all of the blessings of the week this time, and the blessings that you continue to send along our way. Thank you, O God, that you cannot keep from singing how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now sit for our gospel reading. And chapter 20. Our reading from today is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33, and verses 44 to 52. And here we will now see Jesus continuing from the last 2 weeks, talking to us about what God is like, what the kingdom of God is like. Hear now a reading from Matthew 13, 31. He told another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and planted in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it's grown, it's the largest of all vegetable plants. It becomes a tree, so that the birds in the sky come and nest in its branches. And then continuing on to verse 44.
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that somebody hid in the field, which someone else found and covered it up. Full of joy, the finder sold everything and bought the field.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he found one very precious pearl, he went and sold all that he owned and bought it.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that people threw into the lake and gathered all kinds of fish. When it was full, they put it into the shore, where they sat down and put the goldfish together in containers. But the bad fish they threw away. It's the way it will be at the end of the present age. The angels will go out and separate the evil people from the righteous people, and will throw the evil ones into the burning furnace. People there will be weeping and grinding their teeth.
Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. And they said to him, yes. And then he said to them, therefore, every legal expert who has been trained as a disciple for the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings old and new things out of their treasure chest. And this is the word of the Lord. Thank you, God. Join me now as we pray our prayers for the people. For gracious God, you never give up on us, even though we turn away from your ways. You continue, O God, to invite us, to heal our wounds, to call us to abundant life. You come to us even before we call you. You fill our needs even before we ask. You embrace us even when we prepare to stay in darkness. And so today we thank you for the blessings of life. We thank you for friendship. We thank you for love that comes from this congregation and our friends and families. We remember, as we say today, that the kingdom is good news. Like a mustard seed, like a treasure, like a pearl of great price. Not only for souls, but also for bodies. The kingdom is about food and shelter and clothing. And we pray for the weak, the sick, the hungry, and the lonely in our streets. Help us, O God. Help those who are suffering. Help us to see the suffering around us. In every broken piece of life in Leslieville, that is asking for healing and hope that they may receive it even from places that they do not expect. We pray today for our community gathered together in your name. Lead us to pray together now as one. Hear us, our voices now in prayer, praying the same words that Jesus taught. Our Father,
and response, and that's okay, let's all work on this. What I'm beginning to see is that each one of them has three pieces. It's like there's that one round thing on top, with a table, yeah? Then you get this main picture, then you get this,
something else.
Oh, please, brother, thank you.
Something that
you notice where Dorothy is sitting? She says that she's been sitting around this area, these views, for some time now. And one of the things that inspires her is that when she sits where she sits right now, she can read these words. And you can read that all together for me. And where does that come from? That's right. One of the things covering comes from the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? Thy will be done upon that. On earth as it is in heaven. It's also a prayer. The picture. Where do you think that was? He went to a garden to pray. And what is the name of the garden? The Garden of Gethsemane.
Unfaithful.
Okay. So as these things happen, Ezekiel, where God says to the prophet, I will change your heart from heart of stone to heart of flesh. I will give you all a new heart. Okay, there. You're eager to take on
that. That is another sense. Is addiction can destroy that.
Addiction can destroy time. Yes. Yeah. So, if the children were here, we would ask the children to make hearts of joy for you. They're not here, but here are hearts of joy. We pass it around.
Amen.
spoken words, that I could talk to you for 5 minutes. But in so few words, what it means is, thank you, God, that I am breathing today. Thank you, God, that I wake up. Thank you, God, that I am able to get up from bed today. That is the prayer. An old man. Children are given two elements. One of them is called intercessions. The things that we pray for. And then they are given a second envelope called thanksgiving. The things that we are thankful for. And they are asked to write down things that they will put on this envelope and put it inside of it. And then the teacher told them, all of you have two envelopes. When something is answered, a prayer request is given, a blessing comes to you, would you please take from the intercession envelope and transfer it to your thanksgiving envelope so you can thank God for the blessing. Right? Let's move you along from intercession to today, knowing that prayer is much more than just asking and getting, but still just a little ritual to believe that things do happen to us, that this faith that we talked about is something that is real, not something that is staying inside our heads. Just the movement able to write, just the putting of the prayer into words and putting it into the envelope, just the movement of getting it from one envelope to the other, explaining God's movement in our lives, I think, is a great way for ourselves to learn